Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Okay, hello, and welcome to this Qigong, the February session of Qigong. So, what I'm going to be doing this evening is we're going to be running through the same set that we did last month, which was the 12 treasures. But we're going to do it as an intermittent flow. So what that means is that we'll do, there's 12 treasures, so we'll do probably four exercises, then we'll pause for a minute or a couple of minutes to circulate the chi, which through something called Flowing Breeze, Swaying Willow, which is a movement that I'll talk you through anyway as we get to it. And then we'll continue and we'll just break it up a little bit. And just noticing anything that arises while you're actually in the flowing breeze, swaying willow pause bit at the big, in the middle of each of the four of them. So we'll make a start. We will start in Wuji, and then we'll do a little bit of a warm up. So feet facing forward or facing slightly out. If your toes, if it's not comfortable to face down, have your toes facing forward. Hip or shoulder width apart, just allowing your knees to just gently unlock, allowing your spine to be nicely elongated. Just bringing your shoulders forward, letting them, the arms then rock back, and having that feeling of space between your body and your arms. And then just allowing the crown of the head to face the universe or the sky or the heavens. Going back down to your feet, just making sure they're nicely grounded. So we're connected through heaven and earth, through the crown of our head and the sole of the ball of the foot, or our feet. So I'm just going to start with a little bit of head tapping. So we just do a brief warm up. Just tapping your head gently, your fingers, stimulating the meridians that run through here. Then moving to your shoulder, it doesn't matter which shoulder you're doing because you're going to be swapping shoulders in a moment. Then swap shoulders. Then tapping down the inside of the arm all the way to the fingertips if possible, but if that's not possible, then just as far as you can go. And then just repeating that a few times. One more down and up. And then doing the same on the other arm. And then doing one more down and up. And then coming across to the chest. Tapping the chest. Down. Torso towards the stomach area, the lower abdomen, and then down the outside of the legs, going down, if possible, going all the way down to your feet. But if that's not possible, even with a bend, then just going as far as feels comfortable to you and then coming up the inside of the legs and then just repeating that a few more times, down the outside of the legs, and up the inside of the legs. One more down and up. And then just rubbing the lower back and the kidney area with the back of your hands. Just going to circle the head a little bit. It doesn't matter which direction you're circling your head, because we'll just change directions shortly. So one more in this direction, coming back to center and then changing direction. And one more in this direction, then turning your head to the left, and then to the right, And then doing that a few times. And as always, well, as always with me anyway, I know that I can turn my head better one way than the other. One more on each side. And back to center when you finish that. And then taking your left ear towards your left shoulder. If you want to, you can put your left hand on your right shoulder and just have a stretch across the right side of the neck. Just holding that for a few seconds. Bring your head back up to center and changing sides. If it's not possible, if it's not comfortable, then don't do it. It's always with anything with Qigong, just working within your own range of movement. Bring your head back up to center. Going to do a few shoulder shrugs, so just taking your shoulders up towards your ears and then just letting them drop. Doing a few of those. Doing two more. And then just doing some arm circles. You're backwards or forwards. I'm going backwards, but you can go forwards, and we're going to swap anyway in a minute. One more in this direction and then changing direction. Doing one more in this direction, dropping your arms back down, and we're just going to do a gentle twist, letting your arms hang loosely beside your body. Doing one more on each side, and then gently bring back towards the center. So obviously you're moving, so you don't want to have a sudden stop. Just gently coming back into the center. Just putting your hands either on your hips or on your lower back. I'm just going to do some hip circles. One more in this direction. Bring back to center and then changing direction. One more in this direction, coming back to center. Just bringing your feet together and just putting your hands either side. So your thumbs are on the sort of the inner side of your knee, above your knee, and the hands are on the outside of the knees, just to give them support. And just do a few circles in one direction. One more in this direction, coming back to center, and then doing the other direction. And again, if you've got bad knees and you don't want to do this, then just leave it out. One more in this direction, coming back up and back into Ruji. And then we're just going to do a few ankle exercises. So you can do this, because it is a bit of a balance, with your toes on the ground, or if you want to take your toes off the ground and turn your ankles, that's great, but hold on to something or be in a corner. So just going to do six in each direction. Changing direction when you've done your six. Or when you've done six in the other direction, just putting the foot down and changing feet. Six in one direction and then six in the other direction. This is where you work out that you're more evenly balanced on one side than you are on the other. We're just going to do two little things here simultaneously. We don't very often exercise our toes or our fingers. So what we're going to do is we're just going to draw our fingers in towards the palms and then open them up. And at the same time, we're going to draw our toes and just scrunch our toes in. We're just going to do a few rounds of that just to give our fingers and our toes a bit of exercise. And doing two more. And then just dropping your hands down and noticing how you're feeling. Okay, so let's make a start on the 12 treasures. We're going to start, as always, in Wuji, so making sure you're comfortable in the position you're in. If you're seated, then yeah, making sure you're comfortable slightly further forward from the back of the chair if possible, so you've got a little bit of a, so you're not necessarily using the chair for support, your spine is supporting you. But if you need the chair for support, then obviously use that. Okay, so we're going to start. Arms out to the side, palms facing up. Bring your hands overhead, palms facing down, pushing down in front of the body, all the way down to the lower abdomen, and then palms back by our sides. Arms out to the side, palms up overhead. Turning the palms, so the palms are now pushing down, all the way down. And apart from one of the exercises, which I will talk through the breathing, I'm not going to give you any breathing for any of the exercises. So just carrying on with this movement just a few more times in time with whatever your own breath, whatever breath you decide to use. So bring your arms out, palms up, pushing down when you get them overhead. If you can't take your arms all the way out to the side, then just taking them as far as you can. And again, if you can't take them overhead, then just taking them up as high as you can and pushing down with the palms facing down. Just doing a few more. Doing one more. Pausing at the bottom for a couple of breaths before we move to the next exercise. Now we're rowing the boat, so we're going to have our hands in a loose fist, the backs of the hands facing the shoulders. We're just going to push our hands forwards, taking them down to the extent that your arms will go down, so it's probably by the thighs. Then just bring your hands up the side of the body back to the starting position with the backs of the hands facing the shoulders. Pushing forwards, going down to the side of the body, and bring your hands up the side of the body back to the shoulders. Push forwards, down, and up. Pushing forwards, down. And up. Just doing a few more. Just doing two more. And then when you finish, just dropping your hands by the side and say, pausing for a couple of breaths. Now we're kneading the dough. So with kneading the dough, we're going to start with our hands. So it's basically the opposite action to rowing the boat. We're going to start with our hands in the same position, same starting position. So the backs of the hands are facing the shoulders. And now you're going to push down the side of the body. You want to bring it slightly in front of the body, you're welcome to, but you're pushing down the side of the body out in front and bring your hands up and up. Your arms are extended slightly and then coming back to the starting position. Pushing down, out in front, so your arms are extended, not fully locked out, and then bringing them back in. So there's a slight bend in the elbow still, pushing down. Out, up, and in. Down, out, up, and in. Down, out, up, and in. Just sing a few more in time with your own breath. Just doing one more. And you come back up from starting position, just allowing your hands to drop down by the side. And now we're doing the dog paddle. So with the dog paddle, we're going to start with one arm coming up the side of the body. out in front. So your fingers are, your hands are open, fingers are slightly bent, pushing out, not pushing all the way, so you're not locking your elbow out. Coming back down as you bring your hand back down, the first hand, your second hand, your other hand is coming up the side of the body and pushing out in front. And as it starts to come down and back into the starting position, then the first hand is moving. So you've basically got two hands doing circles but separately, as if it was doggy paddle. Just continue to do this. And if your arms aren't going to extend very far, that's okay. Then just have a little extension of the hand or the arm out in front of you. As always, just work within your own range of movement. Just going to do two more on each side. And then when you've finished, going to drop the hands down. It's taking a moment for a couple of breaths, and then I'll talk you through the next stage. Just part of the intermittent flow. So we're going to move into the intermittent flow, which is blowing breeze, swaying willow. So the idea behind this is that you're going to allow your chi to circulate. So you can move in any way that you feel you want to move. Now, I usually find that I just like moving from side to side, so shifting weight a little bit. And maybe occasionally I'll move my hands from side to side as well. You may find you want to do a slightly bigger movement or a slightly more robust movement or dynamic movement, but that's absolutely fine. So whatever movement your body is telling you wants to do at the moment, and if you just want to just do a little weight shift, then that's fine. You don't want to do any arm movement. That's okay. So I'll be quiet for a moment now, just to allow you to experience the circulation and just notice whatever's arising. And if you feel during this little pause or this exercise, you actually want to slow it right down, that's also fine. And just experience whatever's happening. Okay, so we're going to start transitioning back to exercise number five. So just starting to slow down if you're moving quite dynamically, even if you're moving slowly, just start to slow down until you come to a standing still. And then we'll go on to the next exercise. So this is playing with the chi ball. So you want to have your hands roughly the lower abdomen level. If you're sitting, you might want to have them slightly higher. And you've got your hands around a basketball. So yeah, it's a round ball. It's not a big beach ball. You see your arms outstretched to the side. So they're probably around about the body width apart, maybe slightly less than body width apart. And the idea is that your hands will remain this width apart during the whole of the exercise. So you can have them slightly up or slightly down the hands. And you're moving from side to side. It doesn't matter which side. I'm actually going to move to my right side first, but you can move to your left if you want to. So just turning your torso, slightly shifting weight, coming back through center, turning the torso slightly. So you may want to, with this one, step out slightly into a slightly wider stance. It might make it slightly easier to turn the torso and to shift weight from side to side. Or you may just want to stay in Muji, and that's fine. Let's confess, this is one of these exercises that I love, just the slow movement. So very gently, one more on each side, and gently coming back to stillness. And if you've gone slightly wider, then coming back into Muji. Now we're moving to the big guy. This is the only one I'll give you a breath to movement pattern. So with the big guy, I'm just going to start with our hands just beside the body. The palms of the hands are facing backwards, so the backs of the hands are facing forwards. And you're upright at the moment, or if you're seated, you're still fairly upright and seated. And the idea is, as you exhale, you then relax. So you exhale, you check, drop your chin to your chest, you round your shoulders, your hands come sort of in front of your thighs. That's the exhale. And as you inhale, you stand upright, you take your arms slightly further out, so they're like an inverted V. And then you exhale, you relax, so you round your shoulders, chin to chest, hands in front of your thighs. Exhale, I'm sorry, inhale, stand up. So exhale, relax, inhale, stand up. Exhale, relax. Inhale, straighten up. So just be very careful when you straighten not to not arch your lower back. So around your shoulders, you relax and take your chin to your chest. And then straighten up. You'll be taking your shoulder blades a bit closer together. Just doing a few more of these. It's in time with your own breath. And although I'm teaching you a set, if there are any particular exercises you've really fallen in love with, put your own little set together. That's absolutely fine. I mean, I'd also say if there was exercises you're not that keen on, just try them. Don't totally neglect them. But see, if it's a case of you can't do them because of range of movement, then that's totally different. But if it's just that you're not overly keen on them, then yeah, just give them a go. Just doing two more. And when you finish, just rubbing your hands beside your body. Or if you're seated, just dropping them into your lap. Now we're embracing the world. So I'm just going to run you through the body bit, the upper bit first, or the torso. So basically, we're going to be hinging at the hips for this one. So if you hinge at the hips, push your hips backwards so your bottom sticks out a little bit, and then just bend forwards. So you're going to keep your back straight, and you're going to, if you've ever done yoga, it's like a tabletop, and then come back up. So we just do that a few times. Just push your hips back, and then just bend forward a bit. You're just going to your back's flat. You're not going totally forwards. You're going as far as your back will allow you in terms of before you get totally straight and then coming back up. You may find there's a little bit of a twinge on the hamstring, a little bit of pulling of the hamstrings. So that's perfectly okay. So having done that a few times, I'm going to take the arms in now. So what we're going to do is taking our arms out to the side. And as we take them out in front, we're just going to hinge at the hips until our back is as straight as it can be. You're not going to bend too far forwards. You're just going as far as you can in terms of having a nice flat back. And then just allowing your hands just to relax and your arms to relax. And as you straighten up, your hands will come back in towards your body. Taking your arms out to the side and at the same time hinge to tabletop. And then just allowing the arms to relax and move, just coming back to the body as you stand up. Taking your arms out to the side, out in front as you hinge. Letting the arms relax, and as you straighten up, the arms will naturally come in towards the body. So as you straighten, so take your arms out to the side and go to tabletop. As you straighten, you could bring your arms back into the body. So allow them just to touch the thighs. Taking you out, so you've got that sort of sense of proprioception, so you know where your hands are in relation to your body. Out to the sides, you start to bend forwards, taking your arms out to the front, and then just bringing them back up. Being more in time with your own breath. Doing one more. And just dropping your hands by the side when you've finished. And when we pause for the breath in between each of the exercises, just notice whatever's arising. Now we're going to go to fireworks. And then we'll go to another flowing breeze, swaying willows after fireworks. So with fireworks, you can go slightly wider than Wooji because what you can do with this exercise is put a bit of a squat in if you want to. If you don't want to, that's absolutely fine. You can stay in Wooji or you can still go a little bit wider if you wish to. So we're going to start with our hands by our sides, bringing our hands up in front of our body. So the palms are facing the body, and you're going to cross your wrists at around about chest level. Doesn't matter which wrist is on top. Then you're going to push your hands up. Now you've got two choices. You can either just have the palms facing out above just above the head, or you can turn so your palms are slightly higher, your hands are slightly higher, and the backs of the hands are facing each other. So whichever is more comfortable, you can have the palms facing forwards or the backs of the hands facing each other. Taking your hands down the side, and this is where you can put the squat in if you want to. taking our hands down the side, and then bringing them up towards the chest again, crossing the wrists, going above or just in front of the head, whichever is more comfortable to you. Hands palms facing forwards or backs of the hands facing each other, and then out to the side. So you choose whichever hand movement as you get up in front of or just above the head, whichever's best for you. Whether you want to have your palms facing forward or whether you want to have backs of the hands facing each other. In the case of palms are facing out to the side. And like I say, you can put a bit of a squat in, you don't have to. If you are putting a squat in, then you may find that your quads, your hamstrings, and your glutes may be a little bit sore in the next day or so. So your fingers are obviously the fireworks. And so it doesn't matter which hand crosses, which wrist is on top as you cross your arms in front of the chest. And you may find you change whichever wrist is on top, and that's fine. I'm just going to do two more. Your hands down, you're in slightly wider than Wuji, coming back into Wuji. And then, as I say, just taking a couple of breaths before we move into Blowing Breeze, Swaying Willow. To just start moving in whichever way your body wants you to move. Just noticing what's arising as you move. A little bit longer in this exercise. Gently bring back to stillness. Getting yourself ready for them to continue the 12 treasures. You may notice as you're coming back to stillness, you may notice some sensations arising as you're going from that movement to stillness. And our next exercise is birthday candles. So there are two ways, and I'm going to talk you through both ways, two arm directions. So I'll talk you through both of them, and then it's up to you whether you wanted to try both of them, or whether you actually just want to find that one way is better than the other. So for both of them, you're going to start with your hands. You've got heavy elbows, so your arms are quite bent, and your palms are facing the body. Your fingers are facing upwards, they're your birthday candles. So we're going to start by bringing our hands in towards our shoulders, and then the backs of the hands touch under the arms. I mean, you twist your wrists out and then push your hands out to the side and then bringing them back in front. So there's a lot of twisting movements. So bring your hands towards your shoulders. Backs of the hands are going under the arms, taking them out to the side, twisting around, and then bringing them back to the position out in front where the palms of the hands are facing your body. So we'll do a few more times this way, and then I'll show you the other way. We'll talk you through the other way. So bring your hands back in towards your body, into your shoulders, backs of the hands under the arms, out to the side, twisting around, keep twisting, and then you're going to bring them out in front. The arms are out in front, palms facing the body, fingers facing upwards. Bring them back to the shoulders, under the arms, twisting out to the side. Keep twisting around in front and then finish with your palms facing your body and fingers facing upwards. So that's the one way. The other way is just going the opposite direction. So you're going to take your arms out to the side, twist them, twist your wrists. So the backs of the hands now touching under your arms and then pushing forwards. So the palms of the hands are facing your body and the backs of the hands are facing outwards. Coming out to the side, twisting around, so the backs of the hands are facing around the armpits, pushing forwards, so your palms are facing your body and the backs of the hands are facing outwards. If you can't get under your arms, then just going around to the side as far out as you can stretch to the side, and if you can't do that, just going as far as you can, and then coming in around about your rib level. That also works. If you come in at rib level and then push forward slightly, so you're not putting as much exertion on your shoulders. Okay, so having taught both ways, we're now going to do whichever way you find easiest. So we'll do a few rounds, because obviously we've done quite a lot of rounds. We'll do a few rounds of whichever one you want to do. So I'll let you decide and we will commence now. And this exercise is excellent for the rotator cuffs, which are very useful. So they obviously help our shoulder, all shoulder movements. So whether we're moving upwards, out to the side, out in front, even behind, taking our arms behind, the rotator cuffs are the main group of muscles that we're using. We're just going to do two more. And then just dropping your hands down when you've finished doing that. Because we've used the shoulders quite a lot with this particular exercise, you may want to shrug your shoulders or you may just want to roll them a little bit. And then we'll just pause for a few rounds of breath. Now we're doing rejuvenation. So I don't know if you remember the last month, this is quite a tricky one. So we're going to do it starting with one hand and then we'll do the other hand and then we'll put both hands together. I mean, you may well have actually practiced the previous month's the January one, so you may well already know rejuvenation. So apologies if I'm teaching you something you already know, but for those of you who haven't done it, I'm just going to run through it anyway. So I'm going to start with my left hand on my right hip. I'm just, with my hand still touching my body, we're going to come up diagonal towards my right shoulder, but then going under the arm and then taking my hand back down towards my left buttock. Sorry, towards my right buttock. So left hand, then bringing the hand forward. So left hand on right hip, coming up across the body to the left armpit, going under the armpit, and then going back diagonally to the right buttock. I'm just going to repeat that a few times. So left hand, right hip, up towards the left armpit, and back down towards the right buttock. Then a couple more times with this hand. So when you've completed this one, just drop your left hand down. I'm going to start the right hand. So right hand on left hip, coming up the body to the right armpit, coming behind and down to the left buttock. Back on the left buttock, the hand comes back onto, sorry, back onto the left hip, going back across the body, under the armpit, down the back, onto the down to the right, to the left buttock. Left hip, left right armpit, left buttock. Just do that a few more times. Doing one more. Now we're going to put it all together. So we're going to start left hand on right hip. We're just going to do one full movement, drop the hand back down, and then we'll do the same movement with our right hand. So left hand, right hip, up diagonally across the body to the left armpit, under the left armpit, diagonally across the body to the right buttock, then dropping your left hand by the side, right hand, left hip. Across the body, right armpit, back down diagonally across the body to the left buttock, and drop that one to the side. And then repeat with your left hand onto the right side. And once you've done that, right hand on left hip, armpit, left buttock, drop that down. Left hand on right hip, left armpit, right buttock. Drop that down. Right hand, left hip, right armpit, left buttock, drop that down. So just trying to do that. Once you've got the hang of it, you can then go a little bit faster if you feel able to. And if you are going a bit faster, you'll notice there is a twist in your body as you head down towards the opposite buttock. And at the same time, when you twist, just letting the other hand just come in front of the body onto the opposite hip. So if you're going down towards the right buttock, then the other hand will head towards the left hip. And just end up quite a nice circular movement. Almost circular. So we're just going to do one more on each side. And then coming back into Ryuji. Now we're going to move to heaven and earth. We're going to take our hands laterally, so out to the side, up overhead. If you can, not going to stretch all the way overhead, just above the head, bring the hands into the prayer position. So you put them on top of your head if you want to, then drop your hands. So you drop your fingers so they go down the back of the neck, And you'll have to split them open anyway because you won't be able to, you might be able to hold them all the way around. And then bring your hands over each shoulder. So you've got your left hand on your left shoulder, right hand on right shoulder. Coming down the chest with your hands down the buttocks and then down the outside of the legs. So if you can, go all the way down to the toes and then round in front of the toes, even with a big bend in your knee. If that's not possible, then just going down as far as you can and then up the inside of the legs. And we're going to come up towards the lower abdomen. And we're just going to take our hands, start on the lower abdomen and take one hand one way and the other hand so they meet at the back and then come back in front, go back, come back in front. So you're rubbing your hand all the way around to the back where you meet the other hand and then back to front. We'll do that four times in total. And then we start again. So hands out to the side, overhead into the prayer position. Backs of the fingers go down the back of the head. The hands then split and go across the chest, each the corresponding chest down, sorry, corresponding shoulder go down the chest, down the buttock, down the outside of the legs, round the toes if possible, then up the inside of the legs. And then back to the lower dantian and then round the back, round the front. So you're rubbing your hands along, do one more, along what's known as the Dai Mai, which is the only horizontal meridian. So it's also known as the belt meridian. So hands above the head, prayer position, fingers down the back of the head, hands over the shoulders, down the chest. Down the buttocks, down the outside of the legs, round the toes if possible, up the inside of the legs, and then four times round the belt meridian. You've done the fourth one, arms out to the side, overhead, prayer position, back, fingers down the back of the head, hands over the shoulders, down the chest. Down the buttocks, down the legs, outside of the legs, round the toes, up the inside of the legs, and then four times around the belt meridian, Dai Mai. Up the side, overhead, fingers down the back, up through the shoulders, the chest, down the buttocks, down the outside of the legs. Up the inside of the legs, and we'll do the round the belt meridian four times. Just going to do two more. Overhead, prayer position, fingers down the back of the head, down the chest, down the buttocks, down the outside of the legs. Up the inside of the legs and four times around the belt meridian. Doing one last one. Comes out to the side, overhead, prayer position. Fingers down the back of the head. Hands over the shoulders, chest, buttocks, down the outside of the legs, up the inside of the legs, four times around the belt meridian. And then just noticing how you're feeling. And our final exercise is walking in place. So with this one, we're doing what it says on the tin, we're just walking in place. So we're going to lift one heel and lift the other hand slightly. So that's more than slightly, actually. So if I'm going to lift my left heel, I'm going to lift my right hand up in front to about, not very high, about stomach level, maybe a little higher, and then drop my hand and my heel at the same time. So right heel, left hand, up and then down, and then doing it with the opposite hand and foot. So the idea is you've got quite a nice rhythm going when you're walking in place. It's quite good for the hips as well. If there's a little bit, you're trying to just try to keep your hips a little loose, and you bring a nice little movement. So if you were doing a Latin dance, anybody who's done Latin dance, I haven't done Latin dance, so I've just been told that this is one of the movements you can do when you're practicing Latin dance. It's quite a nice one, just keep the hips open. Do one more on each side. Then dropping your hands by the side. And we'll just move back into the energy flows, the intermittent flow, flowing breeze, swaying willow. And say, just moving whichever way feels good for your body. You want to have your feet a little bit wider, that's fine, not too wide. Nice, remain connected through the floor, to the ground, through your feet. Into stillness, very gently come into stillness, the consolidation phase, just noticing whatever's arising. You may find there's more that you notice now that you've stopped. And rub our hands together. Place the palms of our hands on our eyes, on our closed eyes. And then very gently just patting our eyes and at the same time blinking our eyes open. Just going to rub our face a few times. So starting at our chin level, just pushing up towards our forehead, back down the side. And next time you come up the face, just combing through your hair, coming back down the back of the neck, and then just repeating that a few times up your face, overhead, and down. I'm just going to finish this little bit by just putting the palms of our hands over our ears. The backs of our so our fingers are on the back of our head, and we can either strum with all the fingers 24 times, or just flick the index finger off the middle finger 24 times. So I'll allow you to do that in your own time. And when you've finished the 24 times, just going to quickly release some chi, because we've obviously built up the chi with the exercises. We've circulated the chi with flowing breeze, swaying willow, consolidated it. So let's just do a quick release now. So just bring your hands. You need to be in a loose fit, or just they need to be in a loose fist, or just loose, just unfisted, up towards your chest. You can stand on tiptoes or otherwise. And then just doing it four times, just going, letting out the sigh, bring your hands back down, and repeating it three more times. So I hope that you have enjoyed this intermittent flow with the 12 treasures. Thank you very much for listening and taking part.